We're in Simen Kuf Chaf Ches, the halachas of Nesias Kapayim, and we're up to Sif Mem Hei. That's all we'll be doing today. Elu Tevish Shakarnim Hofchim Bayem Ledorim VeLetzafin. These are the words in Birkas Kohanim that the Kohanim turn around and they face Dorim and Safin. What are these words? Yivarechacha V'Yishmerecha. That's in the first pasuk. Elecha in the second pasuk. As well as Vichuneka, that's left out here in the print. And then in the third one, Elecha, Lecha, and Shalom. So these are the words, and the reason why they move back and forth is so that the bracha should spread all over. Says the Ramah, Hago v'nogim shemarichin benigun elu tevis. The meaning is that they also take their time with the nigun of these words. Each one is a bracha on its own. That means, even though Birkas Kohanim is three psukim and it's called bracha mshuleshes, the truth of the matter is that there are more than three brachas there. Yivrecha Hashem is one bracha. Yishmerecha is a second bracha. Yor Hashem panav elecha is another bracha. Vichuneka is another bracha. Yisa Hashem Panav Elecha is a bracha. V'yasem Lecha Shalom is a bracha. So there are a lot more brachas, and therefore, at the end of each one of those, the Kohanim move back and forth. The Magen Avraham gives another reason why they move back and forth, and that is because these end with the Kametz Chaf, meaning we're referring to the person, to the people, and that's why they move back and forth to mean all of you. Further, V'omrim ribon, k'mo shemefurish b'simin kuflamid. The ribon is said like in simin kuflamid. U'v'shosh shemarichin b'nigu natevish b'sof apsukim da'inu v'yishmerecho v'yichoneko and shalom. That is the time that one says all of these things. The Mishnah Brura says that it's best not to be marich in saying anything, because you end up being mafsik between the kriya of the gabai or the chazan, the shatz, and the bracha of the kohanim. Further, the Ramah says v'makri lo yomer ribon. The makri should not say ribon. Now, this is all talking about where the makri is not the shliach tzibur. If he is the shliach tzibur, then he couldn't say it anyways, be mafsik in his davening. It means even if he's not the shliach tzibur, and the problem is that we're afraid that he's going to get confused. The Mishnah Brura also says that while the Kohanim are singing and they're being marich in these words, they should make sure that they not mispronounce the words. Meaning it's very common that when people sing words, what they'll end up do is breaking the word in half, singing one part, have a long niggun in the middle of it, and then sing the end of it. So vichuneko, vichune, and then the call would be a long time later. It says the Mishnah Brura that you should not be doing that. Finally, for the end of the simin, the Ramah gives us another halacha that has nothing to do with Birkas Kohanim, but osur lehishtamish b'koin afilu bizman hazeh. It is osur to use a coin even bizman hazeh. They have a kamal behektish. One should not think that it's only bizman hamikdash when they were actually doing avoda that one was not allowed to use them. Even bizman hazeh, the halacha is that you're not to go the mitzvah. The kidashto is that you don't go using a coin for your personal use. In lo mochel al kach, unless he was mochel. In other words, mechila helps. Why does mechila helps? Why is it that mechila helps? So the pashtus would be that the kidashto is something that we owe him, and he has the right to be mochel. The Mishnah Brura brings down a machlokas. There are those who say that mechila will only work if he really wants to, if he gains something from it. But if you're using him, it's just that he's mochel. He doesn't mind, but he's not really getting anything out of it. So the halacha would be that it is osur, mechila would not work. And the Mishnah Brura says, tov lahachmer, it's better off that you be machmer. So if you're paying him to do work, that's lahan also. If you're an adam choshev and the kohen is serving you, that's also lahan also. But otherwise, he's just doing you a favor and it's not lahan also. He says to be machmer. Certainly, bizoyin, if you're getting him to do something that is mavuza, that is certainly wrong. So you don't go ahead and have a kohen do some work that is really beneath his dignity because of the mitzvah of ikidashto. The Bir Halacha brings down the question of one kohen using another kohen. He says yesh makilin. The other question is, could a Talmud Chacham use a Kohen Am Oretz? So the Mishtabura comes out that you could be Makel, there's a Yesh Matirin, but the one place that you should not be Makel is in the case of Bizoyin, meaning Kohen Am Oretz should not be asked to do something that is Mavuzeh, even if it's for the sake of somebody who is a Talmud Chacham.